The US President Donald Trump declared bluntly this week, "We are going to do something on Greenland, whether they like it or not." The US rhetoric on taking over the world's largest island has been hardening in recent days, ahead of US Secretary of State Marco Rubio meeting with Danish and Greenlandic senior politicians later this week. The Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen said this week that the US has no right to annex Greenland, while Greenland's Prime Minister Jens Frederik Nielsen said, "Enough is enough. No more pressure, no more hints, no more fantasies about annexation." Pile Broberg is the leader of Greenland's opposition and was a foreign minister in the last government. When I spoke to him this weekend, I began by asking what was his reaction when he heard the White House briefing that using military force to take over his country was always an option for the United States.
Well, my initial reaction was, here we go again, where the media kind of takes everything and blows it out of proportion and doesn't wait for the probably diplomatic channels to actually figure out, is that literally or is that just posturing or negotiations tactics?
Well, your report is as having called for dialogue with the White House to establish what Donald Trump really wants. And that position was somewhat at odds with government parties. Do you believe that should happen right now?
Yes, of course they should have a meeting. We've heard they're planning on a meeting next week. We don't know when or where. But I think the general disdain for U.S. politics from Denmark, as well as the involuntary forced dialogue requirements from the Greenlandic side, has been quite difficult to actually bring about an environment where they have a productive dialogue instead of kind of the heated discussion that keeps happening over the airways and the TV channels and newspaper cycles.
But can I just understand it? The French President Emmanuel Macron said this week there is no scenario in which the United States would be put in a situation of violating Danish sovereignty. Is that your view, that the United States is not going to invade Greenland under any circumstances?
That was my position a year ago. That's still my position. That it hasn't changed, because you have to look at it not just from an emotional point of view, which a lot of people does, understandably, but from a logical point of view. And that doesn't make sense for a US point of view, Russian, Chinese, Danish, anybody's view.
But there's a gap between what America is saying and what you believe is taking place. I mean, we did see a poll from last year in Greenland suggesting only 6% of the people there wanted to join the United States in any form of arrangement. Can you explain, what is it that Greenlanders want?
Well, we want to be Greenlanders. We are currently Danish, all of us. So none of us wants to become American citizens. We want to leave the Danish kingdom. We are trying to get away from the Danish annexation in 1953 and get rid of the Danish citizenship in favor of a Greenlandic citizenship. So that's what everybody up here wants, except a very few. I wouldn't even call it a minority. There are some people that think the enemy of my enemy is my friend, and therefore are positive towards U.S. advancements towards Greenland. But the underlying cause is that they don't want to be Danish. That's the driving factor behind all of that.
Well, your party ran on a platform in last year's election for rapid independence from Greenland. You said a moment ago that's what everyone wants. But your party, as far as I know, only secured 24% of the vote, not 100%.
True, but that's because the other parties also claim they want independence. But again, our political party is not a populist party. That's our biggest difference from the other parties. We have a plan for how and when to do stuff with regards to independence. And that's the main difference between us and the other parties. So when you hear us run on a campaign, that's not a new one. That's the one I created back in 2018, where we follow the United Nations guidelines for decolonizing former colonies with use of one of the tools is a free association deal. Unfortunately, we keep hearing a lot of claims that, well, beginning in 2018, when we first presented the plan, all the other parties in Greenland claimed that that couldn't happen, that was unrealistic, and the Danes threatened us if we wanted to do that. The problem with that is that now they teach it at our university up here as one of the decolonization tools as it is.
Well, just bringing it up to date, and you alluded to this a moment ago, US Secretary of State Marco Rubio is expected to meet both Danish and Greenlandic leaders next week, somewhere, someplace, sometime. Has anyone in the Trump administration been in contact with you about their intentions, given the way you've described it, that you're open to some form of engagement with them?
No.
Is that a surprise?
That's the long answer. No, because if you want to own Greenland, if you want to make Greenlanders American citizens, I'm the wrong guy to ask. Everybody knows that. I want our people to be set free from the Danish annexation and become Greenlandic citizens. So I would be the last guy to ask if we're for sale. There's a host of other parties they would contact first if they want help from Greenlandic politicians. We're the last they should ask about that. So no, we haven't been contacted by anybody in the administration at any given point of time with this, let's call it, crisis that media keeps calling it.
President Trump tweeted this week that he needed to acquire Greenland for national security reasons, claiming it's covered with Russian and Chinese ships all over the place. Do you have any evidence to substantiate that claim?
No, I would say it in a different manner. Back in 2018, the Danish Prime Minister then, Lars Løkke Rasmussen, claimed to the US that Greenland was for sale and that he had just intervened so that the Chinese didn't purchase the Greenlandic airport projects and as well as the former naval base in Greenland, even though it was the Danes that talked with the Chinese about selling that naval base. And even though the Chinese were never an option to purchase anything with the airports. So the rumors that might have started back then in the Trump's first term, I think I wouldn't blame President Trump if he still remembers that and thinks, well, Greenland is for sale.
What do you think about this issue of security? Does it hold much merit? You said it may do as a result of conversations from President Trump's first term, but maybe an alternative is this is just about money. It's about Greenland's oil. It's about its gas. It's about its minerals, which are critical for the high-tech sectors.
Well, be that as it may, one of the things you have to remember is that all the political parties in Greenland has advocated for a new defense agreement with the US to replace the old one from 1951 that was made between Denmark and the US while we were a colony. So all the political parties support fully a new defense agreement with the US. And one of the main problems we have in that is that everybody seems to have an opinion about why we would do that with the US. Why not just let us have a defense agreement or a security arrangement with the US? Just like all the European countries are arguing that the US should do with Ukraine.
We've been talking a lot about America's intentions. Over the past number of days, it's accelerated and some people are wondering if US paratroopers could be landing in the Greenlandic capital, Nuuk, where you are speaking to us from. Do you believe, in your heart of hearts, that Greenlanders have anything to fear from Donald Trump?
No, I don't believe anybody has anything to fear in Greenland, be that from Denmark, France, Italy, despite they wanted to send NATO troops to Greenland. I don't think in the end this hysteria will prevail. I actually believe that diplomacy and dialogue will win in the end, because even NATO allies talk about the lack of realism in having paratroopers in Greenland, because it doesn't make sense, because it's not the populated areas that are in danger from Chinese or Russian influence. It's our East Coast, where nobody, almost nobody lives.
And that was Pille Broberg, the leader of Greenland's opposition. And Greenland isn't the only focus of President Trump in the past few minutes. He said that Cuba should strike a deal before it's too late, with the United States warning that the island nation will no longer receive any oil or money from Venezuela.